Get ready for Cyclone Fanatic Radio.
This is the Cyclone Fanatic Radio Show, brought to you by Carl Chevrolet, your dealer for life. Now, live from Benchwarmers Sports Bar in Ankeny, here's Chris Williams and Brent Bloom.
Hey guys, what's going on? Welcome to tonight's Cyclone Fanatic Radio Show. It's presented, as always, by your dealer for life, Carl Chevrolet. Gentlemen, here's what's going on tonight. We've got our Cyclone Fanatic recruiting party going on at Thunderhead. And that starts, technically it started already. We're going to be hopping on over there to Thunderhead Sports Bar and Grill. Special guests will arrive shortly after we get off the air. And then we'll put together the program tonight. Again, that's at Thunderhead. So you still got time to hop on over there to Thunderhead Sports Bar and Grill. We're in studio. We're not at Benchwarmers today because of that. Just a really crazy day. However, shout out to Benchwarmers, permanent home for our Thursday night radio show here, presented by Carl Chevrolet, your dealer for life. But today, Brent Bloom is out of town on business. He's down in Austin, Texas. I've got the seniors, Rob Gray and Jared Stansberry, with me, who really are going to we're going to break down last night's loss at Texas Tech here on the radio program, because I really didn't get to see a lot of it yet. I have seen the second half. I did see the overtime period. I was in West Virginia with the Iowa State women's team. We'll touch on that and their loss at West Virginia last night later on here in the program as well. But I said it the days leading up to this basketball game. I thought this was a very losable game for Iowa State. Vegas agreed when they made the line 2 points. But it seems like fans are really upset. Is it based off of what you've seen on Twitter? Is this like an overreaction meltdown? Is this end of game? The problems with coaching? How did you guys analyze what you saw last night?
I would say that the problem is that it seemed like they had the game won, and they were prepared to stretch the lead and run away with about 5 minutes left in the game. They had an 8-point lead.
Yeah.
And I think everybody was kind of just taking a collective sigh of relief, because it seemed like Texas Tech had been able to stay right there, and you know, Justin Gray couldn't miss seemingly anything. Keenan Evans was able to score almost at will. And finally, it seemed like they were just starting to pull away a little bit. And then, it all came crashing down.
I think it's that element, and also the element that fans have seen this movie so many times, where you get out on the road, you play pretty well. I mean, I tweeted out late in that game at some point they were shooting 62%. That came down late. And it was a tie game. They hadn't turned the ball over much, but every time they did, Tech got points off those turnovers. So many things. Nader comes back with a big game after a scoreless.
What was
effort.
Nader thinking on that intentional
that
foul?
That is,
that's a good question.
I just don't think he was. I think he panicked.
That was the, like, again, I watched the second half in the overtime, and that was the. There were a lot of things. The goaltend. The Morris shot selection. The Nader flagrant is the one that stands out to me, and it's like, what the crap, man?
Well, at the end of the day, I mean, it didn't really hurt him.
No, but you're a senior, dude.
Oh, yeah. And, well, in the way that it was, I mean, he already had 4 fouls.
Yeah.
In that situation,
like, was
just
he asking to get out of the game?
Right. Just let the dude have the layup. It's 2 points. And, that, I mean, at the end of the day, that's how it worked out anyway. But then you lose Abdel Nader, and he'd been really good the whole game. 8 of 11, 2 of 3 from 3.
Yep.
You know, he didn't rebound very well. He didn't play great defense, but he played really well offensively. One of the best games I think he's played. And for it to end that way was just boneheaded.
The effect of that play was probably more mental on the team's psyche than it was for what it did on the scoreboard ultimately. Because, again, you have this momentum. They yet again pull back in there, and got to be saying to yourself, what? Why? What? What? Look at this situation. You know, whatever it ends up leading to, and that just kind of maybe was a little bit jarring, and set them off kilter a little bit.
Well, I tell you what, it makes Saturday's game crucial. Mm-hmm. Rob, I saw you tweeted this out, and it took a little bit of flack by some passionate fans for it, but they're really, like I think you said, the words no shame in losing to Texas Tech. I agree. I think Tech is better than the connotation that comes along. I mean, their RPI is like 51.
Yeah.
I saw this morning, so it's not like this is a – no, they're not 50. Indiana was 51. I was preparing for
Iowa's
game.
They were right there, though.
Yeah, they're in the top 50, Texas Tech is. So, yeah. Like, no, Iowa State shouldn't have lost. I think Jared just laid down.
Agreed.
However, I guess I don't feel a ton differently about the team. I'm more now – I am concerned about Saturday, though, because I think Texas is playing as good of basketball as anybody in the Big 12. And you can't drop a third game at home.
Iowa State's a couple bounces away and some other teams playing some good games from playing in the first day of the Big 12 tournament. That's the point they're in right now.
Jeez. Yeah,
they've already had a lot of those bounces.
Well,
I mean, you can make the argument that they're a couple of bounces away and from
being
guys banking in three-pointers and guys playing out of their minds and some of their other losses from being right there at first place or right on the door. But, I mean, it's a great point by Jared. I mean, it just points to how great this league is. And I want to pick Jared's brain about the development of Texas's big men, particularly Prince Ibe, who – looked like a stiff more or less his entire career, and Ridley goes out. He's ratcheted up his game tremendously.
But let's do Texas here in just a little bit.
Okay.
We'll just save a whole segment for Texas. I like that idea because Jared's our big man aficionado here on the Cyclone Fanatic show.
You missed Simeon Carter Dunk.
Well, so we're busing to the airport. And I'm kind of following the game along on Twitter, and that's all I could see is that Simeon Carter dunked last night for Iowa State. Was it glorious?
It's a nice run.
It was
run
pretty
out.
Good. Yeah, it was pretty good. He played pretty well in his 4 minutes.
Does Iowa State win last night with Jameel McKay?
I say yes.
Do you?
Just because Tech, one of the ways Tech stayed in it early was they second chance points. I think it was 8-0 at one point. It ended up being fairly even, I think, on the boards, generally speaking, but every single offensive rebound led to, and you know, if he can prevent a couple of those, whether it's him boxing out a guy and tipping it to another guy or whatever, I think he's good enough, particularly if his head's totally on straight and he's back to the fist guy that he was last year, that's going to swing that game enough that it, they escape in regulation, I think.
At the same time, though, I'm not sure that Deontay Burton or Abdul Nader scores 20 or 19 points if he's there.
They probably don't.
No.
They don't have that opportunity to do so.
Well, if you look at – I mean, you look at it, Deontay Burton had 20, Nader had 19, George had 18, and Monte had 12. I'm sorry, but with McKay there, that's not going to happen because the lane's just too clogged when he plays. It just opens everything up when he's not out there as much.
Yeah, that's kind of been my take all along is they're better off short-term without him.
Yeah.
Long-term, though, I think that they're obviously a much better team with Jameel McKay, if that makes any sense. I am curious to see how that goes. From what I understand, but in that meeting between the two, there was a certain set of guidelines that were laid out to Jameel in order for him to meet to be able to play on Saturday when Iowa State hosts Texas at 7:30 on ESPN. So my guess, Rob, is when you go to availability tomorrow – what time is that? Do we know yet?
I don't know the time as of yet.
So it's going to be tomorrow afternoon, likely?
In all likelihood, yeah.
Okay, so then my guess is by that point it will be known if Jameel will play. However, Steve Prohm has been very adamant that this is an indefinite suspension. He has not even hinted at the sort of a timeline that would be put on the suspension for Jameel.
Well, and we talked about this on the seniors, of course, as well, and I'm sure you've been talking about it a lot on KXNO Sports Fanatics and Fallcast and everything else. But do we all agree that it was pretty admirable of Prohm to put his foot down in that situation on a guy that, you know, the reigning defensive player of the year in the league? And
I absolutely think that.
I agree.
And the way he expressed it, which Jared alluded to in our seniors this week, is just – putting that future front and center, that program building front and center, I think was a very, very wise move. And I think a very honest one in his part. He's not blowing smoke when he says that. That's truly what he's trying to do. And if that means, quote unquote, sacrificing a couple of games, with your rim protector out, you go ahead and do that.
You're listening to the Cyclone Fanatic Radio Show here on 1460 KXNO. Of course, we're presented each and every week by our friends at Carl Chevrolet. They are your dealer for life. What did you, Jared? You and I talked very late on the phone last night, and you gave me some analysis on let's go through that final possession in the first half. In the second half, it was tied at 78. Monte Morris elects to shoot a contested three. Now, you went a different direction in the column you wrote up at Cyclone Fanatic to a lot of people. I had a lot of tweets of people blaming Prome for drawing up that play, but you thought it was there, right? Is that your analysis of it?
I mean, it was more there than a deep three-pointer.
Yeah. That's what did you see when you watched that play?
Honestly, it looked like just dribbling around, and then we don't really know what we're doing, and then, oh, no, all of a sudden the clock's running out. I got to shoot this.
Okay.
That's kind of the way it looked to me. But
so
I think it might have been just poor play design. That might have been what it was. And would I be surprised? I mean, no. But in that situation, if I'm Steve Prohm, I am drilling into their heads over and over again in that timeout saying, get to the rim, get to the rim, get to the rim.
Because worst case, you get fouled.
Right. I don't care what the play is. Monte, in that situation, if the play's not there, if the play's broken, he should know to go to the rim, not just shoot a three-pointer from 30
feet. Yeah, especially when you're tied.
Exactly. It's not like, yeah, it's just bad.
Man,
it's bad late game
management. I'm sensing some bad mojo in this room right now about Iowa State. I really am. If you're driving to Thunderhead right now and head to the recruit, I'm sensing some angst from the seniors, Rob Gray and Jared Stansberry.
They have a closer problem, too. Rob and I talked about this last night.
But why? Last year they were so good at closing. Is it Naz? Is it Hoiberg?
Where's the
disconnect here?
This is the way I wrote it out. I think that it's almost like it's just unclear. We don't know. Who is the closer? It's in baseball. You think about baseball that – you want that role to be defined, you know?
It's got to be Niang.
Yes.
And that's the thing.
Yes.
It seems like it should be George, but time and time again, they keep going back to Monte, or at least Monte keeps taking these shots.
So are you insinuating a conspiracy theory?
I'm not saying that there's any kind of controversy. I'm not saying anybody
doesn't like
each other.
That's what it sounds like you're saying, Jared.
I'm just saying that I think that there needs to be some kind of communication as to who it is the guy. Who is the guy? Because it's not – no one is stepping up to be the guy at this point.
Agreed, and it has to be Niang, as Chris said. I mean, he has been.
If
he's got the track record.
Be...
how many times have we written the word closer associated with him?
That's what he's known as.
But then how many times is he not going to get the ball in a late-game situation?
In all reality, if it's not going to be Simeon Carter, it has to be George Niang. Sorry. I'm trying to bring some lightness to this. Do you guys, blame me, though?
I always blame you.
It's always CW's fault.
I'm going to get a lot of flack for this, and that's fine. I'm very comfortable with the skin that I live in. But I really don't feel differently about these guys. I had it burned into my brain two, 3 weeks ago that this is an 11-7 or 10-8 Big 12 team. It's just what they are. And then some of these moves Prohm is making now will be for the betterment of this program come March. And I still believe that, even after last night's loss.
No, I believe that, too, and that's why I tweeted out what I did. I believe one fine gentleman referred to me as Captain Obvious.
Yeah, well, you are.
Yeah, well.
We mean that in a very kind way.
Affectionate way. But, it wasn't
an obvious tweet. It was there was a lot of perspective in that tweet that you put out last night.
And I thought so. I mean, the thing that's concerning is the pattern of losing
these
games.
I would agree with that.
When you play very well for a certain point, and then it goes. I mean,
is it depth?
I'll say that this is the only thing I have to say. At some point, as a team, you just are what you are.
Yeah, I agree.
I think that's the point that we're out.
They're an 11-7 or a 10-8 Big 12 team.
And I agree with that.
And could they make a deep run? Yeah. But I'm getting to the point now where I'm not sure they're going to. Because at some point, you are what you are. And they haven't proven into anything to me at this point that makes me think they can win a game this.
This is why I think that they're getting to the second weekend in the NCAA tournament is we've still seen them. I mean, look how they played against Kansas. Mm-hmm. Granted, it was at home. I understand that. But look how they played against Oklahoma. Granted, it was at home. I understand that.
Played well on the road there, too.
Yeah. My thing is these dudes, in big games, will still Is it frustrating as a fan that they don't bring – I'm not even saying intensity. I think the guys played really hard from what I saw last night. I don't think they were, like, slacking off out there or anything. But there's something about different about this team when they're taking on a top-five team. And I think, like, in the NCAA tournament after what happened last year, I can't see them sleepwalking through a first or second-round game. I'm sorry.
That's what we just said about this trip to Lubbock. You don't – I mean, you don't see them going down there and sleepwalking through a game. But they do. And
did they sleepwalk last night, though, or were they just beat?
I don't think they did.
Or did they just get beat?
I'm not going to say they got beat because they did. I don't think they did. They beat themselves.
To some degree. I mean –
That's good perspective.
Texas Tech
blowing, is not a better team than them.
Blowing There's, that lead.
I'm sorry. But Texas Tech has to play so much better for me to be able to legitimately say Texas Tech is a better team than them.
No, I don't think they're a better team.
No. Exactly. Last night, Iowa State was not going to lose unless Iowa State did not play their best game. And they didn't play their best game. And at the end of the day, I say that they beat themselves.
What grade did Iowa State play, in your opinion, last night?
I don't know. I'd probably give them a C.
C, Rob?
B minus.
B minus, okay.
Here's the thing. I mean, what about the goaltend that was missed? I mean, that was a textbook goaltend.
Bull crap.
Yeah, it was,
you know,
that was awful.
A banked in three, and I mean, some people say you can test it. How many did they end up with? They averaged 6.3 coming in. It was 317th in the nation how many threes they hit.
Yeah, they made 10.
Yeah, and they made 10. And they made a pretty good percentage.
How were closeouts last night?
I thought they were fine.
Fine, yeah. I think some guys a couple guys just played better than they played. Justin Gray. Hit five jumpers in seemingly a row.
Okay, gun to your head, both of you. I have Iowa State getting to the second weekend of the NCAA tournament.
I'm going to say yes, too, in part because let's look back at this team. The expectations also that are in their mind the whole time is, and it translates to when they're at their best, it's against the better teams. Now, you know, if they go into the tournament as a 3, 4, 5 seed, they're still going to be playing a pretty darn good team.
I think we're looking more at 4, 5 now. I think they're playing themselves off the 3 line pretty quickly.
I just like them being able to string together. And Jared made a good point about this a while back about they can play really well for 2 weeks. They haven't shown that and you have too, where you know, can you make that 3 weeks? I'm confident in the 2 weeks.
I'm just really worried when you start sneaking down onto that 4, 5 line.
Yeah, because it's damn 5-12 games.
You start playing with fire when you get down to that 5 line.
Some of those really good mid-majors.
Especially a team like this.
They did lose to a 14 last year. So.
We've seen what they can do. Yeah. And they play way too often like that team that would lose to a 14 seed for me to really feel confident about them if they're a 5 seed.
Obviously, the NCAA tournament is a total crapshoot. We all know this. Yeah. So for me saying, like, oh, they're going to the Sweet 16, that's stupid because I don't know. Yep. Like, if they get, like, a Belmont in the first round, like, I'd be really scared. Like, they could very easily lose to some of those teams.
Belmont's due to win one.
I know.
The NCAA tournament way too many
times. I've seen Iowa State bracketed with them a couple times, and I'm like, please, God, no. I wouldn't want that. I don't know. I guess my expectations heading into last night were – I told Ross this on Tuesday night. I said, they can lose this game. Maybe this is a bad take on my part, too, and it's perfectly – you guys tell me if it sucks. But, like, I told Ross on Tuesday night, I think this team is probably 10-8 in the league, but I still think that they're going to be better off in the long haul. And I guess last night just didn't change my mind on that.
But no, we'll see. The long haul, I agree. I still think outside shot 11, but none of that matters. It doesn't matter. I mean, unless they're 9-9, 8-10, then you're scrambling, then you're this and that. But pieces are there.
Wouldn't they be better off at this point being like the 6th seed in the Big 12 tournament? I'm just thinking if you're going to make a run, like, so okay, you're
yeah.
I guess if you're a 5-4.
As of right now, if you're the 6, you're going to play West Virginia in the first round.
Yeah, that's a terrible matchup.
So
you're 5-4, that's going to be Iowa State and Texas?
Texas or Baylor, probably.
I'd rather get one of them. Yep. But then you get I guess there's really no difference between Kansas and Oklahoma on the second day.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I'd rather play Oklahoma, frankly, just because they're streakier, and I think Kansas will be a lot better team in March than they were when Iowa State saw them in Hilton Coliseum.
No, I agree there.
All right. You know what this does remind me of, though? blood pressure gets a little bit higher. You know, this time of year, it tends to do that to us. Cyclones. You get – maybe you have a few too many cold Busch Lights after a tough loss.
Gentleman Jack.
Yeah, a little Gentleman Jack.
Fine scotch as well.
Some scotch like Rob likes to do. You know, your blood pressure – you got to keep an eye on that, guys. Like, don't screw around with it. Just go and get a damn physical, okay? The Iowa Clinic Men's Center is here to help. My guy, Doc Nicholson in Ankeny, I actually like getting physicals now. Okay, that sounds bad. We all know what I mean by it, though. You go in there to Doc Nicholson, and he's super chill. He's a guy like us. He's our age. Well, mine, Jared's age. No offense, Rob. And Doc Nicholson, I mean, you know,
he's 21.
They run a little blood. They give you a call here in a couple of days. They're like, hey, dude, your triglycerides are out of whack. Knock it off. You need to exercise a little bit more. And it keeps you from getting fat. It keeps you from being unhealthy. And it's just good to keep an eye on that. We all have families we got to look out for. Don't mess around with it. The Iowa Clinic Men's Center, iamenscenter.com. I highly encourage you to give them a call today. Get that annual physical. And it's coming up, gentlemen, on vasectomy season. March is always vasectomy season.
National Vasectomy Month.
Yes, if you're going to get that vasectomy, I highly encourage you. You give the urologist at the Iowa Clinic a call and schedule that for March Madness. You take a couple days off, you sit around, you have some cold beers, you watch basketball, all while, you know, putting a little bit of ice on the boys downstairs. It's not a bad deal. It's a pretty good deal, actually. It's not. In fact, I look forward to getting a vasectomy at some point in my life. This is the Cyclone Fanatic Radio Show. Of course, we're presented by Carl Chevrolet. They are your dealer for life. We'll be back with more right after this.
Find new roads in 2016 at Carl Chevrolet, where bigger is always better for you. As we come off a record-setting year, now is a great time to experience Chevrolet, the most awarded car company in 2015. And at Carl Chevrolet, you're always going to get bigger selection, bigger savings, and the best service with award-winning customer satisfaction every step of the way. Right now, take advantage of just announced bonus tag cash with $1,000 off most new Chevy models. That's in addition to the great sign-and-drive offers on the all-new Cruise LT and Malibu LT. Whether you're a longtime Carl Chevrolet customer or new to our showroom, don't go anywhere else to buy your new Chevy, because at Carl Chevrolet, you matter. Carl Chevrolet, I-35, exit 90 in Ankeny at The Rock.
Your dealer for life, Carl Chevrolet.
There are three numbers Gershman Mortgage wants you to know. One, your credit score. The higher the score, the better your credit. The better your credit, the lower your loan interest, the more money you save. Two, what is the percentage rate of your current mortgage? Getting a lower mortgage rate, even 0.5%, can save you tens of thousands of dollars. Three, your wife's birthday. Forget that, and the other two numbers become insignificant. Oh, and here's one more number. 330-2930, Gershman Mortgage. When buying a home, get educated, not sold. Give us a call.
Visit Phillips Floors at their huge new 10,000 square foot Ankeny showroom located at 6263 Northeast Industry Drive, just a couple of minutes west of I-35 on the Corporate Woods exit, or just a few minutes north of I-80 on the Northeast 14th Street exit, or visit us on the web at www.phillipsfloors.com. Phillips Floors, we stand behind what you stand on.
Nebraska Furniture Mart proudly supports CycloneFanatic.com. So let me ask you this. Are you ready to upgrade your game day TV to catch every Cyclone play this season? Nebraska Furniture Mart has you covered. Plus, they shop the competition, so you don't have to. Every day, Nebraska Furniture Mart updates its electronic price tag, so you know you are getting the low price that you deserve. Stop by their store in Clive. It's just one block south of Hickman down on 94th Street to see the savings for yourself. Nebraska Furniture Mart in Clive, a proud supporter of CycloneFanatic.com.
Don't let an injury keep you out of the game. Trust the McFarland Orthopedic Surgeons and Sports Medicine Professionals who care for area high school and collegiate athletes. McFarland Clinic physicians Buck, Greenwald, and Warmy are board certified and fellowship trained in providing the latest surgical and rehab treatment for sports-related injuries. Call 515-239-4475 for more information.
Every growing season presents new challenges. That's why AgriGold has developed one of the most diverse genetic lineups in the industry. We categorize our hybrids into families, each with its own genetic characteristics and environmental tolerances. This gives AgriGold farmers a simple way to diversify their genetics and manage risk, ensuring they'll be rewarded come harvest no matter what the season throws at them. When it comes to higher yields, no one knows corn like we do. For more information, visit AgriGold.com. At AgriGold, we know corn.
One thing's for sure, if you're listening to this program, we can probably agree that we're all Iowa State fans. But what about pro sports? Who's your favorite NFL team, NBA team, baseball, hockey? Whatever it is, you'll find that team's flag at Heartland Flagpoles and Flags. Every team, every sport, every flag, almost. Shop for yourself online, heartlandflags.com. It's an easy-to-search for the flag you want website. Click the banner ad on cyclonefanatic.com to go straight to the Iowa State merchandise. Or search for the flag you want, heartlandflags.com.
This is Iowa State Athletics Director Jamie Pollard, and you're listening to Des Moines Sports Station 1460 KXNO.
Hey guys, welcome back. Segment 2, Cyclone Fanatic Radio on 1460 KXNO. Thanks to our friends. Presenting title sponsor, that is Carl Chevrolet. They are your dealer for life. No Wheeze Tease Hotline tonight as we are getting ready to head over to Thunderhead Sports Bar and Grill for the annual Cyclone Fanatic recruiting party. Our special guests will be arriving there shortly, as will we. I'm with the seniors. Bloom is out of town. Bloom always conveniently leaves town when he knows that we have like a big party. I think Bloom's like socially, I don't think he likes hanging out with the Cyclone Fanatics, which is disappointing. Mm.
I believe it.
Yeah. I mean, I think Bloom thinks that he's above like our Bush Light drinking parties. Yeah, I think he is. He's kind of like the Donald Trump of Cyclone Fanatic.
I think he got a Coors Light the last time we were at Bloomers.
Yeah, see? That's Bloom for you. Like, he can't just chill with the rest of us. He's got to up us. I'm just kidding. I love Bloom. Everybody knows that.
Yeah, we all love Bloom. And let's face it, I'm above the Bush Light too. But I can appreciate that people enjoy it.
Rob.
And I mingle with everyone. I don't judge the Bush Light if I'm drinking a fine scotch next to it.
What is your definition of fine scotch?
Oh, gosh.
You don't need
What's the one that we got in Kansas City?
Which one was that?
So this is a.
Yeah, I think it was a very well aged Glenlivet. Yeah. Glenfiddich is really good.
See, Rob and Jared will travel to cover these games together, and like they'll go out on the town the night before. Rob, how old are you? Do you mind disclosing?
73.
Rob is 73, and Jared is 21. So you can imagine the conflict of interest the night before. Like you're out on these college towns. And, you know, you're a single guy. Like, Jared has different motives than Rob at this point in his life.
I can totally appreciate those because I remember it seems like it was only yesterday I was there, and I'd drink anything. Good Lord. Bush Light would have been like the true king of beers some of those days when I'd be going to parties and all that. But
it is the king of beers. True king. Oh, okay. What are you talking about?
Sorry.
Watch your tone.
Yeah, sorry about
Gray.
That.
Listen, I think Iowa State's in a danger zone right now with Texas coming to town. This is the wrong team. They need like TCU at home on Saturday. Mm-hmm. I think this is the wrong team at the wrong time. I think we could be staring down the barrel of an ugly Saturday night. Talk me off of this ledge. By the way, I still think they're 10-8 in the conference, and I still think that they're going to do well in March. But I think they could lose this game on Saturday. I truly do. I think they might lose this game.
I think Texas could make it to the second weekend of the NCAA tournament.
Dude, Chaka's coaching his balls off. Can I say that? Yeah.
I think that goes to...
Chaka. Love me some Chaka.
Your love affair with so many coaches is...
No, entering the upper echelon?
No, Chaka's smart. No, he's still not. Okay. But he's done a really nice job with this team. I accounted that. I didn't even think they'd make the tournament two months ago. And what he's done with that group, without one of their best players, I mean, I'm just really impressed. He's nowhere close to, like, my Long Kruger, Scott Drew level, but he's sniffing around the sidewalk, though.
I think the longer that their season goes, it opens the door more and more for what if Cam Ridley was able to come back? And maybe what if, you know, what he would be able to add. You get your second leading scorer, your leading rebounder, all your wide load in the middle of the lane.
Man,
That team would be really good.
You're making me long for Naz Mitru.
Yeah, yeah.
Is what you're doing by talking like that.
There should be a whole podcast someday on what his, not departure, because he's obviously there trying to help coach the guys up and cheer him
count.
On.
I'm sorry.
But good for him. I mean, but such a shot maker. I mean, not always the closer, but the perfect setup man by getting runs going. How many runs have they not gone on because they didn't have him to bookend it with a couple threes?
The Naz Mitru long what if on the Cyclone Fanatic Summer Series with Bloom and Chris is gonna be good 5 years from now. What if Naz Mitru long hadn't gotten hurt?
Hell, I'll record that one next week. I'm going to need some of Rob's scotch while doing so.
I'll gladly bring some over. I want to get back to the Prince eBay fact.
Jared, because he
looked like an unpolished guy that occasionally could, like a Latin maybe, could uncork a big block or two or three here and there, occasionally have a decent game on the boards. And now it seems like you see him making moves that you never saw him making before and finishing them. Mm-hmm. Is that just a light coming on, knowing that it had to happen, and the brilliance of Shaka Smart, who's obviously established himself as a great coach at the mid-major level, but getting that out of him?
I'll start by making your point about Prince eBay. He was averaging 4 points per game, is averaging 4 points per game on 2.8 shots per game. Mm. In his game against TCU a couple weeks ago, he had 17 points on 6 of 11 shooting, as well as 10 boards. 13 points and 11 boards against Vanderbilt. 9 points, 11 rebounds against Oklahoma. 9 points and 6 rebounds against Baylor. He just, as much as anything, I don't know that it's like a light came on, you know? And he just kind of realized that, oh, I'm 6'10", and I weigh 260 pounds. If I go out there and I put in my max effort, I'm not necessarily going to have to get the ball with my back to the basket. But if I go in there and I hustle and I just do everything I can to help my team, at the end of the day, you're going to end up grabbing 11 rebounds when you're 6'10". You know, you're going to end up scoring 9 points on garbage. And he was 4-7 from the field, 4-5 from the field, 4-8 from the field. I can't imagine he's shooting from much further than about 2 feet away. Yeah. So, but you can make a really good career out of that.
Are you disparaging what Prince eBay has done?
No, I'm saying that you can make a really, really good career in the NBA out of that. Have you ever heard of Brian Cardinal?
Yeah. No. Not a bad guy.
Yeah, there you go. He could be a Brian Cardinal.
Well, back to the clogging the lane. I mean, when you had a guy as good as Ridley, the double-double machine, it seemed like eBay was playing more around the edges. He wasn't able to work it in the paint as often as he was. He was there to offensive board maybe a little bit. When he did shoot, he was more in the mid-range area at times. It seems like, you know, an example of, you know, Ridley's absence is bad for the team, but they've really gelled, and he has grown. Who's the other big man? Is it Cleary?
I can look ahead there.
Hey, while we're talking about this, one of you guys, if you don't mind, tomorrow at availability, grabbing me some Shaka Smart, some quotes on Shaka Smart.
Sure.
I'd like to write a love affair blog.
Absolutely.
A love affair blog.
I mean, I just love the guy. Like, he he's so cool. He's hip. He's and he's obviously a hell of a coach. We've seen that in the past. But, like, I love the way Shaka Smart conducts himself on the sideline. He spews the image that I would want from my basketball program if I were the CEO. Does that make sense to you?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like, the guy is just – he's clean cut. He's fiery. I mean, he's got a little bit of that to him. Like, I don't know. I really appreciate the man.
That makes sense why he was the most sought-after basketball coach in the country.
That sucks for everybody in the Big 12, but it's good for the Big 12.
Yeah, it really is at the end of the day.
Because, I mean, when Rick Barnes was there toward the end, it's like – you're flipping a coin when you play Texas.
Yeah. Texas
there wasn't much of a home court advantage down there. They're going to rally behind Shaka Smart. Shaka Smart will have that program in a Final Four within 3 years.
TJ,
I called my shot with Lon Kruger. I said, when he got hired, that team will be in a Sweet 16 within 3 or 4 years. Bam, they're there. They're that talent. That's what Shaka Smart's going to do to Texas.
They're going to go back to TJ Ford days. TJ Ford and LaMarcus Aldridge.
It's
coming back.
They were so good.
Watch out. Mm-hmm.
And Kevin Durant?
Kevin Durant.
You just wait. It'll be maybe 1 year, 2 years, and they're going to get a guy like that, a number one type recruit. Mm-hmm. And they could have a big year.
May not even be 2 years.
There's a lot to recruit to in Austin, not just facilities and numbers and all that.
The ladies.
But, yeah. Thinking back to my younger days, made a few trips down there. But, you know, the town is appealing, the climate's appealing. I mean, there's so many things to like. And then you throw in a Shaka Smart. You said it's probably not a Busch Light drinker, no. I'm guessing. But
Shaka, I envision having a wine. You know,
yeah, he's a fine port, maybe.
Yeah, something like that. I don't know, but he's a bad dude. I'm just nervous about this game. I mean, Iowa State, it's similar. It's similar, Jared, in like kind of what you said, like they had to play their best to win. Mm-hmm. I think it's similar to Tech, only in the sense that Tech was on the road, this game is at home. Mm-hmm. I mean, if Iowa State plays up to expectations, of course they should win the basketball game. However, here we are on Thursday night here on 1460 KXNO, and I can't tell you that I'm confident Iowa State will be much more than a 2 or 3 point favorite at this point in time.
Yeah, I'd have to definitely agree with that. I mean, they came a Buddy Hield Superman shot away from beating Oklahoma in Norman on, what was that, Monday?
Yeah, Monday night.
Yeah, so they've shown they have the ability to win on the road. They've shown they have the ability to beat good teams on the road or at least play right with them. So this one has the potential to be a really fun game.
Yeah, I think it's a really big game. I mean, we're going to learn so much about A. Jameel McKay and about where this basketball team can go with the March conversations we were having. Yeah. If he can come in there and immediately mix it up, show that renewed vigor and enthusiasm that he showed so many times in the past, then you maybe equalize some of those guys on the glass, get some runouts, get something going in transition. Should be a really, really, really fun basketball game above all else, but I agree with you guys. Probably a pretty tense, nail-biting type of one as well.
You won't even be there.
I can't handle any more of these. No, I've got my daughter's first birthday party. You're filling in for me.
I am. My mom and dad are going to get their first experience at Hilton.
They've never been to Hilton?
They've never been to Hilton.
They're taking the assist from my parents.
Yes,
right?
They are.
Yeah, they donated the tickets.
Yeah,
yeah. And, here's the deal. Like this will be the first Big 12 Iowa State home game I've missed in, God, 6 years,
wow.
7 years.
Wow.
Like I'm on a Cal Ripken type of streak, but you know,
family first.
If you're not gonna it's my daughter's first birthday.
Tammy doesn't want to spend her first birthday at Hilton.
Well,
probably not with dad working the whole time.
Yeah, that's the problem. Like, if she could sit on my lap and we could hang out.
I don't see why she can. There's no one that's going to stop you.
There are some grizzled old reporters that would probably.
Who? Dave Sproul?
No, Sproul would be.
Alex Halstead?
I'll name names. My buddy Randy Pete. I don't think Pete would like it if I brought my daughter to
He doesn't
to
even
work.
Sit by you.
No, this is true. They put me up in the blogger section.
Right.
That's Pete's legitimate down there.
I don't think mm-hmm. Alex Halstead's going to complain.
Nope.
No, Halstead would
nor
be
Nor Sproul,
okay.
Nor would I.
No, this is one of those deals where this time of year, you know, you've got to sometimes you just got to bite the bullet for the wife.
Oh, fair enough.
Yeah. I don't think Cammy would care. I think Cammy's a very understanding young lady for being 1 year old. However, my wife, God love her, she is very understanding. But I think that it's probably the best move for me to just sit to break the streak. I'm calling the bullpen, Jared. Yeah. You're going to take it for me.
I got it.
And I'll still write a column. I mean, I'm still going to watch the game, and we'll do all that. But I. Got to take one for the team here, guys.
That's understandable. Yep.
That is a 7:30 tip, so good luck with your deadlines, fellas.
Yeah, yeah. I really miss those.
God love the internet, don't you?
Yeah,
I mean, the internet's the greatest invention. I mean, God bless Al Gore. He is – that is my homie, Al Gore.
This
is
Iowa State.
Cyclone Fanatic Radio here on 1460 KXNO. Of course, we're presented by Carl Chevrolet. They are your dealer for life. If you had to give a vote to the Big 12 Coach of the Year right now, who would it be?
Shaka Smart.
Yeah, that's where I would go too. Now,
Bruce Weber, number two.
Whoa! That's not a bad take, Jared. I like it. You're thinking outside the box. The reason I even brought the question up, I don't want to dwell on it too much, Rob, but ESPN had like a panel of guys voting on all that stuff, and they went Lon Kruger, which surprised me because I fully expected Oklahoma to be this good.
Yeah.
I don't know why.
When Buddy Hield announced he'd come back.
Yeah, I don't know why everybody's shocked how good of Oklahoma is. Like, I mean, weren't we expecting this?
If we want to say coach of 4 years, yeah, Lon Kruger. Across 4 years, has he been the best guy here the last couple of years? Heck yeah. But
well, I think I would still go Bill Self with that.
Yeah.
I mean, come on. The guy's won the league every year.
Well, yeah, but okay, who has done the best coaching job?
Yeah.
Who's done the best coaching job in 4 years?
Lon Kruger.
Exactly. So if you want to say, and then that's the way it is to me. Each year it's who has done the best coaching job this year.
So you fall into the what are they doing based off of what the expectations were.
Right. And, I mean, I think Bob Huggins would probably be even up there too. And
I'd go Huggins.
And that's why I say with Bruce Weber is Kansas State, I said they might not win a game in the Big 12.
I thought that they would get last in the league.
Yeah.
I thought TCU would beat them. Like,
yep.
And they still might, but.
Yeah.
What? So you would go Huggins?
I'd go Huggins.
You can't argue that. How do you argue Huggins?
I'd go Huggins, Smart, Kruger. Because, I mean, and this is also a sort of a lifetime achievement award for Huggins, and or in short-term stuff too, how he's brought that press style to be such a mismatch for a lot of teams and to cause so many problems, cause such havoc, and to be able to make it work, particularly in this season when, well, they said they were going to enforce certain calls that would seem to make that press, a huge problem for them versus an asset. And they've adapted. You know, they've taken to it and said, you know, well, can't call them all.
I got a good Bob Huggins story for you guys. So I just got back from Morgantown late Wednesday. And so they played at Kansas on Tuesday night. And I get to Morgantown, and I quickly go to the establishment there in the local hotel. And, you know, West Virginia-Kansas game's on and everything. We're watching it, and you watch West Virginia loses. It is snowing like crazy by this point. Like, I'm surprised they let us land in Morgantown. I'm very shocked by it, actually. I mean, when we're landing, you can't even see out the window. It's just white everywhere. We landed on a runway that was just packed with snow, which was a little bit nerve-wracking. Well, the bus driver who transported us from the airport to the hotel is the same guy who was tasked with going to pick up the West Virginia men's team later that night. Mm. The next day, this guy needs a coffee, okay? He's tired. Really good dude. Like, he, awesome guy. And he told us that last night he went to go and pick up the West Virginia men, and they were circling around the Morgantown airport, and the flight control wouldn't let them land because the runway was just too dangerous. So then they had to fly them to Pittsburgh, and that's like a two-hour drive, apparently, for the bus guy. So the bus guy then, like, you know, he's like an hour and a half behind the team at this point. Mm-hmm. He had to go pick up Huggins and the boys, and they didn't get back to Morgantown until 7 o'clock in the morning.
Wow.
Could you imagine the type of mood Bob Huggins would have been in at that point in time?
Huggins and the Boys would be a tremendous band name.
That would be. We've seen Bob Huggins at his, effervescent best.
He was very pleasant when Jared and I saw him the other night.
Well,
after the big one.
I mean, as pleasant as he can be.
I've hung out.
Hung out with him.
I'm going to say I've hung. Okay, here. This is.
We need to get Bob Huggins back on the Cyclone Fanatic podcast.
Back when Fred was the coach at Big 12 Media Days in Kansas City, like, Fred was, like, super. He was super accessible, super chill. Like, we would. This is the difference between basketball and football. Like, the football coaches would never be caught dead having lunch with the media. Mm-hmm. Like, they're above it. Like, that's just. Football coaches I've come across in my years, it's like they're entitled. They feel like they're bigger than the athletics department. And this is not an Iowa State commentary. This is the sport in general. Mm-hmm. Basketball coaches are different. Basketball coaches, like, want to have, like, lunch with you and, like, talk with you and stuff like that. So one year I got to have lunch with Fred, Lon Kruger, Scott Drew, and Bob Huggins.
Wow. That's like a meeting of the minds right there.
It was pretty fun. Hines was there too, I believe.
I've heard Huggins is a pretty good jokester.
Huggins is great.
Yeah,
when he had his varsity sweater on, and, you know, we're having a steak or whatever it was. Good,
like,
guy.
Like I said, next Big 12 Media Days, we need to make it our goal to get Bob Huggins on the Psycho Fanatic podcast.
Huggins on the – yeah, we should totally do that.
And Scott Drew.
We got to get Scotty.
That would be tremendous. Like,
Scott Drew is my guy. He is so –
What's your best Scott Drew story? Because I have one I've shared with you, I think, once.
My best Scott Drew story, it comes from Big 12 Media Days. Again, I was at the coffee machine filling up the coffee, and Scott Drew was having a hell of a time with his cell phone. He couldn't get reception, and he, like, taps me on the shoulder. You getting any reception in here, man?
It's a great voice.
Like, well, yeah, a little bit. What carrier you got, man? I'm U.S. Cellular. Oh, man, I'm Verizon. It's not working in here. I'm kind of like going into Johnny Orr here.
Watch and, the language.
No, but like I got to help Scott Drew get his phone working. The Sprint Center was X-ing out the service.
It's a total Sprint Center.
It's the one time I love being on Sprint.
You're on Sprint?
Unlimited data, my friend.
Jeez.
Unlimited. God,
Rob, you're so weird. I love you
my
for
bad.
It.
Hey, let me tell you the Scott
I love you
Drew
for
story
it.
Really
yeah, what's
quick.
Your Scott Drew? It this is San Antonio,
to,
isn't it?
Yeah, it goes back to when I'm at the Cedar Rapids Gazette, and Scott Drew is just one.
Quality paper, by the way.
Absolutely.
Friend of the program.
Great guys there.
Yeah.
Great guys.
Jeremiah Davis, that's my guy. He's my UNI guy
love
here on KXNO.
Love his racing stuff and yeah. UNI stuff.
Yep.
I wanted something on Scott Drew on the Cyclones because he's a great quote, for one thing. And there's some guy who's sort of like a Baylor manager hanging out there. They're all done. They've done their availability, you know, their post games and all this stuff. And I'm like, oh, man, I'm Rob Gray of Sears because I was really hoping to see if Coach Drew was still out. And he's like, no, hold on a minute. Goes into the locker room. It's about 30 seconds. Scott Drew comes walking out. He's got a big smile on his face.
Heck yeah, he did.
Hey, how you doing?
He's the best.
And then I literally only asked him about Iowa State, and he gave great quotes. I'm like, oh, yeah, I really appreciate your time. He's like, hey, glad to do it. Hey, God bless you. Walks back into the locker room.
Yep. And that was the same weekend when after Iowa State, yep. without George Niang, defeated yep. North Carolina to advance to the Sweet 16. So we're in a very jovial Iowa State locker room. And, like, there's interviews going on. It's a place of work. It's a place of yep, business yep. at this point. And all of a sudden, this guy just runs in the locker room. Like, I'm talking minutes before Baylor was tipping yep, off, I yep. believe, against Creighton and mm-hmm. former Iowa State head coach Greg McDermott.
Yep.
And all of a sudden, you just hear, hey, way to go, Cyclones! Big 12! Yeah! And it's Scott Drew just screaming and carrying on in yep. the Iowa State locker yep. room. And, like, you know, like Dustin Hogue is just frazzled at this point. Like, who is this?
So slaps the door, heads on out to coach.
Listen, Scott Drew, is there a reason to kind of laugh at the guy in the timeouts? Sure. But he's Mr. Sweet 16 to you, all right? Like, all the guy does is produce.
It just wins.
Good God. Yeah. Oh, man, I wish we could just sit around and tell coaching stories all day. I love basketball coaches.
I'm passionate
about basketball coaches.
Yep.
I want to write a book about basketball coaches.
There you go.
Like, top personalities, biggest jerks, top cheaters. Like, we could really – I bet I could do 400 pages in a month.
Oh, I bet you – yeah, that would be a fun book
to
write.
That's my passion.
Cyclone Fanatic Publishing yeah. presents.
Chris's favorite and least favorite yeah. comic. And it will sell like 3 copies. All right.
Make it an e-book.
I want to come just touch on the Iowa State women. God, I'm so proud of those girls, but they just couldn't pull it off last night at West Virginia. We'll hit on that next.
Admit it. You judge a sports bar on 3 key criteria: TVs, food, and wings. Consider this our entry into the category for best wings. Ken from Thunderhead Sports Bar and Grill here. Our wings are flame broiled to sear in that juicy flavor, generously lathered in our signature homemade sauces. Barbecue?
Sure.
Buffalo?
Of course.
But how about garlic jalapeno, sweet bourbon, or Caribbean jerk to go along with 11 other originals you'll only find at Thunderhead Sports Bar and Grill.
You just been hungerstruck.
Thunderhead Sports Bar and Grill, Ankeny.
We've run into a bit of a snag with your home loan.
What?
Sorry, but we're going to have to delay your closing for a few days, okay?
Not okay at all. The movers are already here and my home is packed in boxes. Are you kidding me?
Don't let a stressful and delayed closing take the joy out of your next home purchase. At Lincoln Savings Bank, they put their money where their mouth is, providing local approvals and the extensive home loan products that fit your needs. Best of all, the mortgage professionals at LSB are there for you when you need them most. Lincoln Savings Bank is dedicated to providing the service and value you need for your purchase loans. So don't let ruin your day. Visit one of LSB's convenient locations in Clive, Ankeny, and Adel today, or check out their loan closing guarantee at mylsb.com/guarantee. Lincoln Savings Bank. The right people, the right process. Period. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Visit Phillips Floors at their huge new 10,000 square foot Ankeny showroom located at 6263 Northeast Industry Drive, just a couple of minutes west of I-35 on the Corporate Woods exit, or just a few minutes north of I-80 on the Northeast 14th Street exit. Or visit us on the web at www.phillipsfloors.com. Phillips Floors, we stand behind what you stand on.
One thing's for sure, if you're listening to this program, we can probably agree that we're all Iowa State fans. But what about pro sports? Who's your favorite NFL team, NBA team, baseball, hockey? Whatever it is, you'll find that team's flag at Heartland Flag Poles and Flags. Every team, every sport, every flag, almost. Shop for yourself online, heartlandflags.com. It's an easy-to-search for the flag you want website. Click the banner ad on cyclonefanatic.com to go straight to the Iowa State merchandise. Or search for the flag you want, heartlandflags.com.
The Man Cave. Manly traditions, poker night, watching football games, getting away from life. The place you can relax because it's yours. Performance Concrete Polishing is the nemesis of boring concrete. You dream it and we'll create it. Colorants, logos, or sports themes. These floors are easy to clean and light reflecting. Be unique and create something to be envied by your buddies. Find us at PerformanceConcretePolishing.com. Performance Concrete Polishing, the nemesis of ugly, boring concrete.
Every growing season presents new challenges. That's why AgriGold has developed one of the most diverse genetic lineups in the industry. We categorize our hybrids into families, each with its own genetic characteristics and environmental tolerances. This gives AgriGold farmers a simple way to diversify their genetics and manage risk, ensuring they'll be rewarded come harvest no matter what the season throws at them. When it comes to higher yields, no one knows corn like we do. For more information, visit AgriGold.com. At AgriGold, we know corn.
Cyclone Fanatics, the job world is a competitive place, and at all times you need to dress for success. This is exactly why you should stop into Mr. B Clothing down at 1995 Northwest 86th Street in Clive and see my buddy Tim Sitzman. Now, Mr. B Clothing is a longtime supporter of CycloneFanatic.com, but is also unmatched when it comes to the men's clothing game in Des Moines. The Mr. B staff is friendly, fun, they're very knowledgeable, and trust me, these guys will get you looking good for that next job. Job interview, wedding, or just your everyday wardrobe. When you stop into Mr. B Clothing, be sure to tell them thank you for supporting CycloneFanatic.com.
Your home for Iowa State women's basketball is right here. This is head coach Bill Fenley on Des Moines Sports Station 1460 KXNO.
Hey, welcome back to the Cyclone Fanatic radio show here, presented by our good friends at Carl Chevrolet, your dealer for life. I'm looking forward to the spring. I think I might get me a big old truck.
Oh, yeah?
I need to go full size. I've got the mid-size truck right now. And, you know, I'm such a sportsman, you know. I like to go mudding and fishing and all that. I need a full-size truck, and I'm going to call up my guys at Carl Chevrolet. They are your dealer for life. Man, I was so proud of the Iowa State women. I did their play-by-play last night at West Virginia. Gosh darn it, they played their butts off. They defended. They have hard time making shots right now, and we're saying the same thing, Jared, after every loss. The effort's there. The intensity is there. The coaching is there. They're just not executing outside of a couple of girls last night. Right. Shauna and Jada really played well, I thought, but they got no help from anyone else. But they went toe-to-toe at a very tough place to play against a very good basketball team who's 8-4 in the league. They're looking at a top-4 seed probably as West Virginia. Iowa State had the lead late in that game. And a 10-point loss, however, the score was not indicative of that game. It was one of those games where in like the last minute a lot of free throws were made. Yeah. It got a little bit crazy.
And I think the thing that you see some of the success they had early in the Big 12 season and kind of late in that non-conference season with Bridget Carlton and Meredith Burkhall and – you know, with those freshmen at the beginning, you don't know how to guard them because you don't know. I mean, you don't know what they are. You don't know what their kind of game is, except for what you see on film against the teams that aren't very good. And you know, once you're able to see that. And Carlton had some pretty big games. Now you've seen where teams know how to guard her, and that's kind of taken one of their extra option that they had besides Jada and Shauna away.
I think she was 0-for-8 last
night. And she was 1-for-11 in one of their games before that.
She's still going to be really good. I've got a lot of faith in her.
Yeah. It's just freshman.
It's been fun for me to watch Meredith Burkhall. I think she is probably the most improved player on the team from game one. And the task that she's being dealt, like the Montgomery girl from West Virginia last night at 6'5", I mean, she was just a monster. She grabbed every rebound that came her way. They're just dumping it down to her. Bill Finley put it very well in his pregame interview with me when he said, I'm asking freshmen to take graduate-level courses right now. They will be better off for it, I think, next year with you've got the transfer – Jada and Shauna, their senior years. Next year could be a lot of fun, but they've caught a lot of bad breaks, I feel like, this year.
Yeah, and I actually asked Meredith Burkhall. I said, before Big 12 play, had you ever seen another girl like this? And she blank faced no.
Yeah.
I mean, she had never seen anything like that before in the CIML and playing for Des Moines Roosevelt. So it was just a big step up for her. Yeah, I like that analogy from Coach.
That really, really made a lot of sense.
Yeah.
That provided me some clarity when thinking about the task that they've been dealt. But yeah, they've got TCU on the road on Saturday. That was a game, the first time these two teams played, probably the worst game of the year for Jada, and that was also the game that Shauna Johnson was playing at like 40%.
Mm-hmm.
So that's a toss-up. I think they can win that game on Saturday. If they play like they did at West Virginia with that type of intensity, I think they win on Saturday.
Yeah, definitely. And I think they've still got some good games out there for them too. Like, they've still got a couple wins left, I think, in them.
I hope so. Well, gentlemen, it's been fun. It's been real.
Rob, it's been real for
Rob, you feel good about your radio performance tonight here on 1460 KXNO?
I'd give myself a C+.
I'll give you a B-.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. What do you give yourself?
A+, as always.
If you don't have confidence in yourself, I mean, can you really achieve anything?
Exactly.
You've got to feel it.
I guess I'll give myself a D.
I like the attitude. Jared, thanks to Jared Stansberry and Rob Gray for helping us out here tonight on the Carl Chevrolet-sponsored Cyclone Fanatic Radio Show on 1460 KXNO. We are back next week here. We'll be live from Benchwarmers in Ankeny. You still got time. Come join us at Thunderhead Sports Bar and Grill. The annual Cyclone Fanatic recruiting party is tonight. Special guests are fired up. They're ready to roll. Come on over. Join us. I'll buy you a cold beer. Responsibly, of course. Thanks for listening here on 1460 KXNO. Hey, guys. CycloneFanatic.com is proudly sponsored by our friends at Nebraska Furniture Mart. And let me tell you, that store in Clive has everything you need to create the kitchen of your dreams. They've got top-rated appliances, flooring, and coming soon, even cabinets. There you will find everything you're looking for. More than 100 options of refrigerators, ranges, and also dishwashers. They carry the brands you trust with all of the features and colors to perfectly complete that kitchen of your dreams. It's all in one store, Nebraska Furniture Mart, just one block south of Hickman on 94th Street.
First impressions, they're so important. What does the curb appeal of your home say to your friends or future potential buyers? Is your driveway, patio, or front porch ugly and boring? Performance Concrete Polishing can create a beautiful new look for your exterior and interior concrete surfaces. Colors, designs, engraving, artwork, there are endless possibilities. Start enjoying concrete surfaces that are durable, easy to clean, and always shiny. Find us at PerformanceConcretePolishing.com. Performance Concrete Polishing, the nemesis of ugly, boring. Concrete.
Don't let an injury keep you out of the game. Trust the McFarland Orthopedic Surgeons and Sports Medicine Professionals who care for area high school and collegiate athletes. McFarland Clinic physicians Buck, Greenwald, and Warmy are board certified and fellowship trained in providing the latest surgical and rehab treatment for sports-related injuries. Call 515-239-4475 for more information.
Cyclone Fanatics, the job world is a competitive place, and at all times you need to dress for success. This is exactly why you should stop into Mr. B Clothing down at 1995 Northwest 86th Street in Clive and see my buddy Tim Sitzman. Now, Mr. B Clothing is a longtime supporter of CycloneFanatic.com, but is also unmatched when it comes to the men's clothing game in Des Moines. The Mr. B staff is friendly, fun, they're very knowledgeable, and trust me, these guys will get you looking good for that next job interview, wedding, or just your everyday wardrobe. When you stop into Mr. B Clothing, be sure to tell them thank you for supporting CycloneFanatic.com.
There are three numbers Gershman Mortgage wants you to know. 1, your credit score. The higher the score, the better your credit. The better your credit, the lower your loan interest, the more money you save. 2, what is the percentage rate of your current mortgage? Getting a lower mortgage rate, even 0.5%, can save you tens of thousands of dollars. 3, your wife's birthday, forget that, and the other two numbers become insignificant. Oh, and here's one more number, 330-2930, Gershman Mortgage. When buying a home, get educated, not sold. Give us a call,
You know we've got the wing and burger game down, but if you haven't yet tried our Thunder Pie pizzas from Thunderhead Sports Bar and Grill,
you're missing out.
Ken here. Thick and chewy crust. Absolutely loaded with an eye-popping
and taste bud intimidating
amount of toppings and ooey gooey cheese. Our Thunder Pies check in at about 5 pounds each.
We rock it then, too.
Don't settle for frozen.
Don't settle for bland.
Thunder Pies at Thunderhead Sports Bar and Grill.
You just been Thunderstruck.
Thunderhead Sports Bar and Grill, Ankeny.
From the WHO Radio Newsroom, a KXNO News Update.
And I'm Jim Boyd reporting. A few Republicans joined Democrats in the Iowa Senate today in approving a bill that would put a stop to plans underway to move the state Medicaid to managed care. Senate President Pam Yoakum says there's been an outcry from people across the state to lawmakers and the federal government asking for a halt to the program because of confusion over managed care networks. A Missouri state trooper has been officially charged in the death of a man from Clive. Trooper Anthony Piercy was arraigned today. He's facing one count of involuntary manslaughter in the death of Brandon Ellingson. Ellingson drowned in Piercy's custody on the Lake of the Ozarks in 2014. And the relevancy of the Iowa caucuses seems to be a hot topic of late. University of Iowa political science professor Kerry Cummington says there's been a shift in the country from voters wanting the parties to pick their nominee. From the WHO Radio Newsroom, I'm Jim Boyd on 1460 KXNO.
This is 1460 KXNO Des Moines, an iHeartRadio station at KXNO.com and on your phone on the iHeartRadio app.